We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Kansas has to eliminate their turnover issues.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Oklahoma has three guys who can score. Who picks up the slack after that? This could be an amazing run for Baylor.
Big 12 This Week is presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Also brought to you by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Yeah, welcome to the show. You know, when we went into social distancing and lockdowns and all that, I was thinking to myself, holy smokes, what am I going to talk about every week from March until when the football season begins? This is one of those weeks where finding show prep, no issue at all. Glad you're with me. Coming up on the show, I have a couple of guests. The first will be Neil Brown, head football coach for West Virginia. He'll join me via Zoom. And then Brian Estridge, the voice of the TCU Horned Frogs, who cleaned up in the NFL draft by historic measures. Those will be my guests on the show today. Busy day today, a busy Wednesday. The NCAA's top governing body says that it supports a proposal to allow college athletes to sign endorsement contracts and receive payments for other work. The caveat is it's provided that the schools they attend are not involved in any of the payments or of the setting up of this. And I guess that's the way to kind of get around the big boys pushing their weight around. And by telling players, you come with us, we're gonna wrap up some big deals for you. So athletes can be compensated for two different ventures, third-party endorsements and work products. If they come out with their own clothing line or something along those lines. Schools will have a chance to give feedback and input during the next several months. So a formal proposal for the new rules needs to be submitted no later than October, and then the NCAA board will vote on the proposal no later than January of 2021. And I think the best thing that I saw, somebody tweeted, and I should have saved the tweet so I can't give proper credit, I'm sure a lot of people have, is they were basically saying, so the next NCAA football game will be available on Xbox and PlayStation by, what, October of 2021? That'd be great. God, I missed that game. I missed that game. TCU head coach Gary Patterson, we're going to talk about the Horned Frogs, as I mentioned. Listen, all coaches have been busy. We'll talk about, you know, how they've had to work around Zoom meetings and prepare for the season, but he's had some downtime. Patterson is making music. He said on a conference call earlier this week, over the last 30 years, he's written about 15 songs. And he's legit about this. He's worked with someone. He's not giving away a lot of the details. He says he doesn't want his ideas or his songs stolen. But he's kind of updated the lyrics. He has someone helping him on updating the lyrics. It'll be kind of interesting. Be interesting to see what he comes up with. You've got to be enjoying the ESPN documentary, The Last Dance. It's just been... I grew up in Chicago, and I was there for the first three Jordan championships. I was there for the first three-peat, and then moved away for the second. And, as a sports fan, to say that I feel blessed to have seen six championships for my team. So to go back and relive this, it's been great for me. People that weren't even from the city, just basketball fans and Jordan fans from afar, are loving it. I'm just over the moon. My wife and I are just over the moon over this thing. One person that isn't is former Kansas player Greg Ostertag, who now lives in Texas. And he says, I haven't watched any of it. I don't need to watch it. I lived it. Great point. The 7-footer, 7'2" to be exact, former Kansas center, was on the Utah Jazz, who lost back-to-back years to the Bulls. He says, I have no desire to watch it. Not because there's any ill will, but he lived it. So he says the only basketball he watches now is KU. You can't go wrong there. But he says that he watches very little NBA, and he says it's glorified street ball, and he doesn't think it's basketball anymore. He brought up a good point, too. He said, Udoka Azubuike, how is he going to survive in this league where everyone shoots from the outside? And you have to guard 16 feet away from the rim. And yeah, Doak is what, going to go mid-second round, which is crazy. I mean, how does a guy like that go middle of the second round? Texas, Shaka Smart beat out the NBA G League. He got a top prospect last week, Greg Brown, 6'9 forward from Vandergrift High School in Texas. Committed to the Longhorn over four other schools and a $300,000 offer from the G League. So Shaka brings up a good point. I mean, he says, look, the G League is going to have a very strong impact on kids, whether or not they go to college or the G League. But you know what, though? 300 grand or going somewhere and striking your own deal? Name, likeness, image deal? I don't know. Yeah, maybe not. On the football side of things, Texas did all right. They're getting former Michigan wide receiver Tariq Black. So Black has struggled a couple of years, injured, bad injury, missed a lot of time, Michigan, his first two seasons. Foot injuries. But he's coming, and he said, I just flip the switch, flip, hook him. So a couple of big pickups for Texas football and basketball this past week. That's great, too, because Texas, they lost their top two receivers, Devin Duvernay and Colin Johnson, to the NFL draft. So we're going to talk NFL draft stuff with Neil Brown, head coach of the West Virginia Mountaineers. We'll also talk to Brian Estridge from TCU, the voice of the Horned Frogs, about their big draft weekend, historic, by historic measures. We had our HR director, came into the office today of the Big 12 This Week studios and was all dressed, business casual, was all dressed. But he said, yeah, listen, I had to come in. He was checking up on people and because we're doing the whole work from anywhere type of thing. But he said, yeah, I guess it felt good to just put on some different clothes other than shorts and a sweatshirt at home. So, yeah, he said, I get you. So I can imagine that when you're ready to get back out and see clients, you're going to be ready to put on a suit and tie. Why not consider Reveal Suits, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference that designs custom-branded suits and blazers. And they represent your favorite college. They can customize any lining for your personalized suit. Add your school's logo, your logo's business. RevealSuits.com. Turn your suit into a statement with their officially licensed logos, where passion meets fashion. So when you're ready to start dressing snazzy again, remember Reveal Suits. We got more coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Back on Big 12 this week, I'm Bill Pollack. You can hear the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline via Zoom is Neil Brown, head football coach for the West Virginia Mountaineers. Coach Brown, thanks for joining us. When you look back last season, and I'm not doing this to open up old wounds, but more of a refresher for listeners, you're a win away from bowl eligibility. You win two of the last four games, and if you take away the blocked field goal against Baylor, convert a couple of those close plays against Oklahoma State, and you get touchdowns instead of field goals. I mean, 5-7 is maybe 7-5, at least 6-6. Frustrating or encouraging?
Yeah, both. And I know that's kind of riding the fence, but both. You know, the encouraging thing is we were a really, really young football team last year that had some clear deficiencies in some areas. And I think that's pretty evident, people that watched us and followed us. But we were in every game in our league with the exception of Oklahoma going into the fourth quarter. Oklahoma clearly outclassed us. Everybody else, we were within striking distance, and in most games it was within one score. And so I'm encouraged that we're not that far away, but there's a big difference between closing that gap and not just being in those games, but being able to win those games. I'm further encouraged that we finished the year much better, you know, beating a quality Kansas State team that was ranked in the top 25 for most of the year, beating a team coached by Gary Patterson, I think is as good as anybody in the country in the last regular season game, having a chance to beat Oklahoma State, who was one of the better teams in our league. So, you know, frustrating in the fact that we couldn't get it done, you know, and I think it goes back to there's such a, you know, in our league, there's a really thin line between winning football and losing football. In the end of the day, we just didn't make those game winning plays. And, you know, on offense, we struggled on third and medium. We threw too many interceptions and we struggled on in red zone, being able to score touchdowns. Defensively, the same issues. We struggled on takeaways. We weren't very good on third and medium, and our red zone defense wasn't very good. So those are some areas we've got to get better at if we're going to be able to win those close games that you're going to have in this league consistently.
I think you got a couple of spring practices in before everything shut down. How does that evolve over a typical spring or fall camp?
Yeah, that was the plan. We were gonna work a ton of red zone, especially what we call deep red zone, which is inside the 10-yard line. We got some decent work without pads on the first 2 days, but those were going to be huge points of emphasis for us. We were going to work third and medium in all 15 practices. We did it in two of them. We work ball security and takeaways every single day. That wouldn't have changed. That's always been an emphasis on it. But we're not getting those repetitions to help us on those third downs and those red zone plays. So that's something that whenever we get back, whatever the return to play looks like, is we'll definitely be focused on that. And then that's something that you got to be really good at in our league.
Is that the stuff that you bring up during Zoom meetings that you have with players? I mean, without getting into specific strategies, what do those meetings sound like?
Yeah, the first thing that we're trying to do is health and wellness. So when we talk about this, is like everything that we're structuring in our program right now is to keep our guys in the best mental and physical health that they can possibly be in. Okay. And we have really emphasized schedule and routine, and being within that schedule and routine, you have to have academics, You need to take care of your nutrition. You need to take care of your rest or your sleep. You need to make sure that you're working out, even though we can't mandate it. You need to do that. That's good. It's proven that that's the best thing you can do for your mental health. You need to attend all our meetings. And then you need to do some kind of football position work. Again, we can't mandate it. We hope that we give them the tools. Hopefully they're able to do that. But we've emphasized schedule routine, and then we've tried to create a culture of accountability with the understanding that we're going to return to play. I don't know when that is, but we will return. And when we return, what have you done to put yourself in? What have we done as a team to put ourselves in the best chance to win? As far as just the meetings, what we're doing is really after health and wellness, we're from a football perspective. Now we're doing a lot of trying to grow our culture. We're going over some books. We're having some speakers, all those type of things. But the football aspect of it is what we're trying to do in all three phases, offense, defense, special team, is we want to make sure that our guys, when they get back to campus, they understand what our base schemes look like. And then they understand what the techniques that make those schemes successful look like. And then the hope is once we get back to campus is we're focused on the details of those.
Neil Brown joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official retailer of the Big 12. I've heard both sides of this debate, and I've said this had to have been tough for football players who are at this, who are used to lifting weights with teammates, having workout facilities, and how do they get and stay in shape in a short amount of time? And people have said, you know, since just the last few years, the month of August was really used for getting ready for the season. And players did that all the time. But how have players been able to acclimate?
It's a work in progress. You know, I think there's some on our football team, and there's probably the same way across every team in the country, that have done exceptional at it. And they're guys that are intrinsically driven. They're high achievers regardless of what they're doing in their life. And those guys have attacked this as a challenge and accepted this challenge, and they continue to focus and improve themselves in all phases, whether it's school, football, taking care of their bodies, whatever it is, they've attacked it. And I think we have that are struggling with it. And some of that is due to means, because what people aren't talking about is they're not on campus. They're not in their apartments on campus. They're not in their off-campus apartments. They're back at home, and some of those home situations aren't the best. And so some of them are struggling because of means. Some of them are struggling because the lack of motivation's there. There's not somebody that's pushing them. And I think those guys are the ones that really lack that internal drive. Those are the ones that this is going to really show. Because when they get back, the ones that love it, the ones that have embraced this and have steadied and continue to climb and get better, those are the ones that are going to come back, and those are the ones that are going to win jobs. Those are the ones that are going to win football games. And these guys that just kind of do it because they like being on a team, or they like being on social media, or they like what goes along with it, I think they're going to be really – they're going to struggle. They're going to get exposed.
Do you like that as a challenge?
I think you have to. I think you have to look at this. You know, we don't control these circumstances. This pandemic is a tragedy. It's a crisis. There's a great Winston Churchill quote, and I'm paraphrasing here, but don't waste a great crisis. And so, you know, I think there's a ton of really good stories that from the Great Depression, you know, from corporations who embraced that crisis and those who had fear and really crumbled and have never rebounded. And so what we're trying to stress with our guys is, hey, we're in a really bad situation right here. You know, this is terrible. It's terrible for the people that are sick. It's terrible from an economic standpoint. It's shut down, you know, our livelihood as far as being college football players or coaches. But you don't control any of those circumstances. You do control how you respond. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to respond with a great routine. We're trying to respond and live every day in a culture of accountability. And so it is a challenge. It's a challenge to whenever we return to play, as West Virginia, as the West Virginia football program put itself in a position that's better, that have we handled this crisis better than the people we're going to play? We'll see.
Now that we've been doing social distancing for a little bit now, a lot of coaches, many of them say, okay, video conferencing, Zoom, we'll make the best of it. What have been some of the positives that have come from the new way to communicate with your players?
I think there's going to be a lot of positives coming out of this. You know, I think everybody's spending more time with their family, which is a positive. I think everybody is taking a pause and kind of evaluated some of the most important things in your life, which I do think is a positive as well. And then you got some mini wins, you know, professionally as myself, I've learned a great deal about technology. We've been creative in how we've communicated. I think there's some things that we've learned during this process that we can apply to our program when we get back to whatever our new normal is, you know, and so I think this is something that we'll evaluate as a staff. You know, is this something we can utilize on Sundays where we can allow ourselves to work from home a little bit more than what we normally would? Is this something is this a tool that we can use as a communication method when our team is away from campus during the Christmas holidays, during the month of May when they get some time off? So, yeah, I think there's some ways that we're using this that can definitely be beneficial down the road.
That's Neil Brown, head football coach of West Virginia, on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline. We'll take a short break, come back, and continue our conversation. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Back on Big 12 this week, where you can download this show as a podcast. Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Big12Sports.com. Just search Big 12 this week and subscribe. I'm your host, Bill Pollack, and we're joined by Neil Brown, head football coach of West Virginia, here on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline. Can you talk about how you handle the transfer situation? And on a bigger scheme, is it like a draft board where you say, okay, look, we need help here. Let's take player A. If he's not there, then let's try to get player B or player C. How does it work?
The transfer market is and recruiting is more difficult at this time, just because in normal situations, those guys would go on the portal and they could take visits and come and meet your players, meet your staff, see everything they have to offer. You can't do that here. And more than likely, those guys are going to have to make decisions without ever visiting, because they have to be in a place. Some of them want to be in places by summer. Some are worried about camp. So that's more difficult. Now, they're more educated on the process. They're more educated on what college football is about. They're also much more specific in what they're looking for, because they had a reason why they transferred out of their current situation anyway. But that's hard, just because you have very few data points with them. The regular recruiting process has probably actually increased, because your communication with them has increased. A lot of your top prospects have already been on your campus. So they do at least know what you're about. They've been around your players. They've seen you in different say. That's not the case for all of them, but many of the ones, all the ones we have committed are guys that have been on our campus multiple times.
I want to switch and talk about the NFL draft. It took until the fifth round, but a couple of former Mountaineers heard their name called on Saturday at 152, Kenny Robinson to Carolina with the former Baylor head coach Matt Rhule. And then the following pick, offensive lineman Colton McKivitz going to the 49ers. Can you talk about Colton first? And then I know you didn't have much time with Robinson, but maybe you could talk about those two draft picks.
Colton McKivitz is a guy that I think definitely raised his draft profile over his senior year. We moved him to left tackle, and he showed that he could block the best pass rushers in our league. And we played against several guys that are going to be drafted on the defensive line, even out of conference in Missouri and in North Carolina State. He's a tough kid, was one of our leaders, was our best practice player, was our best guy in our offseason program. He probably prepared as hard as anybody in our program on the mental aspect of it. And so I just think that he's well-deserving. He's well-deserving, and he'll be a guy, if he gets into the right situation, he'll play for a long time. He's been durable, and he's smart enough to learn multiple position. So I'm excited about what his future looks like. I didn't have an opportunity. He was only here a brief time when I was head coach, but I think he's matured. He's taken ownership. He had a great article in the Players Tribune about he's overcome and he went and he's taking a different path, played in the XFL, and played at a high level. Well, we wish him the best.
Looking at your non-conference schedule, Florida State, Eastern Kentucky, and Maryland, the Seminoles and Terps, some down years, but a couple of Power Five teams. And then you look at the season opener, which is set in Atlanta. That's a brutal non-conference schedule for any team.
Yeah, we've got a difficult schedule all the way around. One of the most difficult schedules in the country. We played one of the most difficult schedules in the country. You look at our future schedule, it doesn't get any easier. And the scheduling piece is something that we're reconsidering how we want to handle in the future. But we do. We open up in Atlanta versus one of the top programs in college football history. It's an intriguing matchup. First-year head coach at Florida State, Mike Norvell, did a great job in Memphis. But it's tough to play first-time coaches in the first year and opening games because you just don't know what to expect. But our guys are excited about it. We feel like we're going to be much improved, but we're going to be challenged right out the gate. And then Maryland is a natural rival, you know, 2.5-hour drive between the two campuses, and we're able to host them at home, which is always a benefit. And it's a game that our fans will be excited about.
West Virginia head football coach Neil Brown joining us on the Big 12 this week on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. You're a assistant coaches have been killing it on social media. Matt Moore has had his three daughters showing the proper stance and technique for offensive linemen. That's been great. I saw another one had their dog involved. Just great stuff. It's been really fun to follow you guys. Are you ready to go back to work and get out of the house, or is the family ready for you to get out of the house and go back to work?
It's good. I think everybody's here's what we try to do. We try to make the most out of what we have, and that's what we're doing. And I think everybody's enjoying the time with their family. We're trying to keep it light on social media. We're trying to provide content to our fans who are without, you know, normal things they would view. So our creative department, our sports information department, they've done a great job. And then our coaches have done a good job interacting and putting some fun stuff out there as well.
All right, Coach, one more. This is – so I had my best friend, he and his wife were arguing over where the best place in the house was to keep the disinfectant wipes. My wife and I got into a big bickering match with the whole Last Dance documentary about the best way that an average person could try to score against Michael Jordan in his prime. And it just blew up. It was incredible. luckily enough, we saw that and said, you know what, we better just social distance in the house. What about you? What's the biggest bicker that you've had with your wife during this time?
The biggest is if we're having to eat leftovers, or if we're cooking something different or getting takeout that night. That's the battle is, all right, we need to eat leftovers. We have to, because nobody's really a big fan of that. But my wife wants to clean out the fridge. The kids and I, we're not big leftovers people. So that's the biggest battle. That's the one that happens probably 3 or 4 times a week.
Great stuff. Coach Neil Brown from West Virginia, appreciate your time. I hope you, your family, your team, and everyone at West Virginia is safe, and appreciate you joining the show. We'll come back. We'll have much, much more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit revealsuits.com to begin your order today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Big 12 this week continues, and I'm joined now by Brian Estridge, the voice of the TCU Horned Frogs on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Man, TCU cleaned up in the draft.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those cases where I think going in, you knew Jalen Reagor was going to go high. You thought Jeff Gladney would go high. Ross Blacklock was a guy that had a lot of potential. Lucas Niang, you know, had to fight through the injury this year, but there's another guy with a prototypical body. And then you look at some of the guys who signed free agent deals. Vernon Scott, who got drafted late, I guess, is another one you got to throw in there. But then you throw in Darius Anderson and others and Gervonta Heights, and it tells you a little bit about the talent and the ability to mold that talent here at TCU that Gary Patterson's developed over the years.
I saw an article from the Kansas City Star. Coach Patterson thinks that Niang could be the steal of the draft with the Chiefs getting him in the third round because he was a guy that people looked at the offensive line and said he could be a first rounder.
And there was, I mean, it, you know, at the beginning of the year last year, there was even some talk of Lucas Niang being the first offensive lineman taken. Then he suffered the injury, had to battle through that this year, and I think that really is the downfall for him. Is that, you know, they didn't get a full season of seeing his ability and seeing him at 100% healthy when he was, in fact, out there. So I think that's what Gary's basing it on. I think he's on track with that.
And he played – Niang played hurt. Didn't he get hurt in his junior year? I thought I read that.
He's played hurt 2 years in a row, really.
Niang played right tackle at TCU, never allowed a sack in just over 1,000 snaps, and he told the Kansas City media that he feels he could do quite well in Andy Reid's offense where the Chiefs ask their linemen to move around a lot in space.
I'm a good puller. I have good base on me, good feet. I do well in space. You know, I can find a target, hit a target, and stay on balance. So I think that's kind of the perfect system for me. You know, I got a lot of practice at it as well.
He's talented, plays through injuries, and he said wherever he needs to line up on that Kansas City line, he'll do it.
we talked about it, but it wasn't like a big thing. They asked me how I would feel if I got moved to guard. You know, I'll do whatever they need me to do. You know, you can only have a certain amount of offensive linemen, so I need to be versatile. And I understand that. So, you know, I'm willing to go anywhere and do whatever I got to do to help win.
And, you know, and it has been a warrior battling through it. And, you know, it just like Ross Blacklock, who got drafted as well. Blacklock missed his missed last year. The year before last, I guess it's technically what it is. That's the year before last, so that Achilles injury comes battling back from that you know, does well enough to go in the second round this year. So, I mean, that tells you a little bit about his perseverance as well.
Brian Estridge, voice of the TCU Horned Frogs, joining us. And I think for those who follow the Big 12, understand just how good of a player Jalen Reagor was. But I didn't see that from a national standpoint. It felt like he kind of slipped through the cracks as people were kind of doing their mock drafts and all of that. But to come up in the first round, still a great accomplishment for him.
Yeah, and I think that was due to a couple of different reasons. One is the team didn't have the success that other teams did. So I think that affected it. And I think the other reason is because this was such a wide receiver heavy draft. I mean, look at all the guys that went in the first round. So I think that played into Jalen Reagor's, you know, as you said, the folks around the country maybe not knowing as much about him as they should. But yeah, he's a terrific talent. And the thing about Jalen is he's a multifaceted player. He can play on the outside. He can play in the slot. He's a terrific kick returner. You know, there was a game 2 years ago where the Frogs had to use him as a running back. He's just the best athlete on the field. Gil Brandt even said, I think you may have gotten this from Gary Patterson, that if he wanted to play DB, he might have been the number one cornerback taken in the draft. That he's got that kind of athleticism and that kind of ability. So I think the Eagles got a steal there with Jalen Reagor, guy who's going to be a playmaker for them for a while.
Oh, absolutely. Great pickup there. And then you talk about corner Jeff Gladney. I had saw him possibly going to the Kansas City Chiefs, who needed some help on the outside on defense. But instead, he goes a pick earlier.
Yeah, it goes to the Minnesota Vikings. And I think he'll fit in good in Mike Zimmer's defense. I mean, Zimmer's a guy who's a lot like Gary, a tough-minded coach. Coaches him really hard on defense. Gladney's a guy that's just a scrapper. He's a little bit undersized, but he's got long arms. He can be physical. He can kind of get up into you as a DB, and his quickness and reaction of a time is just phenomenal. And I think, you know, that'll lend itself well in that defense for the Vikings. And Zimmer's going to love him. I mean, he's a defensive coach. He's going to like a guy that comes out of Gary Patterson's system.
Forgot to mention this, the first time that the program has had multiple first-round picks since 1939. That's incredible. What does that do for Patterson
and
the program?
You don't remember that, do you, Bill?
No, I don't remember that.
That's even before you. You know, I mean, so that tells you how long ago that was. But, yeah, I mean, it has been a while for this team, for this program to have multiple first-round picks. And, you know, you look at how dominated it was by the SEC this year with LSU and Alabama's in the world, obviously getting multiple picks like that. But I think that says a little bit about this program and the caliber and the level that they're on.
Five players not only drafted, but then five more signed as free agents. Of those five, who has a solid chance of making the team?
I think the two running backs in Dallas have a chance. I mean, even with Ezekiel Elliott on the roster, I think they're both talented enough. Shaywell Alonolu and Darius Anderson. I personally, if I had to pick one guy out of the five as far as free agents are concerned, I think Darius Anderson makes a roster somewhere in the NFL. I mean, I think he's proven that, you know, he did it against Ohio State, had a 90-plus yard run against the Buckeyes a couple of years ago. He's a guy that can be physical between the tackles, has a burst on the edge, another guy that can help you in the return game, can catch it out of the backfield, so just a multifaceted player. I would say of the free agents, Darius is the best one to make the roster.
We'll ask Brian Estridge a couple questions about the 2020 season as we look ahead. That's next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light. Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Back on Big 12 this week with Brian Estridge, the voice of TCU, on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Looking ahead, 14 returning starters for TCU, 6 on offense, 8 on defense. That was last year's top-ranked defense in the Big 12, and at various times had 5 true freshmen starting.
I think this defense is going to be pretty solid, not only because of the freshmen, but because also of the guys that they had sitting out due to injury. I think that's important, too. Bill, and I think they're going to be okay over there.
They held opponents under their yardage in every single game, 11 of the 12 under their points per game, and they were right there with the interceptions along with Baylor. And, you know, I kind of feel like TCU got slighted just because of their record, but this was the top defense in the Big 12, wasn't it?
It was the top defense in the Big 12. And, you know, the offense just wasn't at the caliber that Gary Patterson wants it to be. I think that's what his charge is in the offseason. I think he was offended by some comments that were made in the national media about his offense. He brought that up yesterday at a press conference. So he's, you know, I think he wants to get that offense back up and going again. He made a couple of staff changes that will do that. And obviously he thinks his defense is going to be salty again. So I think he's raring to go, as is everyone.
And then as in terms of quarterbacks, Max Duggan, what do you do to improve from year one to year two?
Yeah, I just think just experience is going to help Max as much as anything. You know, he's got obviously losing Jalen Reagor is going to be a big part of it for him, but he's got enough speed on the outside returning, a couple of really good running backs. The offensive line, you know, he loses two guys that are in the NFL now, but I think just having another year in the system is what makes Max years that special. I think Max is a terrific quarterback. I think he's got a chance to be a special one here at TCU, and, you know, you're going to have critics as a freshman, but I think he's going to be okay.
You know, one thing, I didn't get to see him live, but watching him on TV, though, he looks fast. Is it just the way he moves,
oh, yeah,
or is he fit?
Yeah, he's a terrific athlete, you know, and he's not scared to run the football either and stick his nose in there. But, you know, let's face it, in this league, you got to be able to throw it, and that's where Max has to get better, and he's been working on that in the offseason. He reminds me, I think, Bill, you and I have talked before, he reminds me of a young Drew Brees, and I look forward to seeing that in action.
Brian Estridge jumping on and joining us on the show. Appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Okay, Bill. Thanks anytime.
I'll be back with more on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Okay, we're back on Big 12 This Week. Since we just spoke with Brian Estridge, let's highlight a couple of his calls. It's Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. And we do this in honor of Jalen Reagor, selected in the first round of the NFL draft by the Philadelphia Eagles. He led TCU with 43 catches for 611 yards and was tied with Pro Wells for 5 touchdown catches. Reagor also averaged 20.8 yards per punt return, and he scored 2 touchdowns. So for his ability to return punts, that gives him an added advantage for the Eagles in the NFL. We look back at Rager's 2 punt returns.
They'll punt this one away from their own 35. Snap back. Two Frogs almost get it. Low line drive punt. Reagor grabs it, 26, dropped it, picked it up, scoops it, and takes it forward. Here across the 30, 35, 40, 45 outside. He goes to the 50. He's gone, folks. Chunk it up. Jalen Rager's going to take this one to the house. To end the first quarter, Reagor scores it here on the punt return. He takes it 74 yards after the 40-yard punt. Bobbled it. The defense freezes. Reagor sprints to the end zone, hit the horn. TCU's up 20-0. Out to punt it now with a left foot again. This time angles it cross field. Reagor underneath it, makes a grab at the 29-yard line. Returns it straight up the middle. 35, 40, here he goes. Call it right now. Reagor to the house. 40, 30, 20, 10, touchdown. 70-yard punt return, Jalen Reagor. Hit the horn here in this third quarter. Frogs go up 16-10 on West Virginia with 10:32 to go in the third.
Brian Estridge, great calls. The first came against Kansas in the Big 12 opener. TCU, a 51-41 win. His second punt return came on the final game of the year against West Virginia, a game that the Horned Frogs lost 20-17. But Jalen Reagor, making it look natural. Presented by Natural Light Seltzer, Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12 meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new social distancing necessity. Drink it responsibly. Well, I want to thank West Virginia head coach Neil Brown for joining me. And I want to talk about the Big 12 can't-miss game of the week. It'll be Mountaineer Week, November 7th, when West Virginia hosts Oklahoma. Now, if they do start allowing fans in the stadiums, I would think if they've got the social distancing, you're looking at about 20% capacity. So there's going to be fans who stay away, but I think that offers an opportunity to score some great deals. So when the time comes and you're comfortable and you're ready to get back into stadiums, remember, Tickets for Less. Tickets for Less is the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. You'll score great deals there every week with our Big 12 can't-miss game of the week. So keep that one in mind when the Mountaineers host the Sooners November 7th. Score great deals at ticketsforless.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. All right, that's going to wrap things up for this week. I'm Bill Pollack. Be safe, be healthy, and we will talk to you again soon on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.